There is no intro music to this podcast because we're having some technical Wi-Fi issues in the house, and my laptop is not currently working on the Wi-Fi, so it's safer to just record this off the phone. You're also getting me recording with one out in the bottom of the eighth inning, and the Angels are up 6-4, and Cole Tucker is at the plate, and that's where I am at this point because, and I'm also inside, so it's a lot of different setups today for me as the Phillies broadcaster. And I decided I'm going to record now because I'm tired. It's 12:07 a.m. now. I'm going to go pretty much record this and then go right to bed and get a couple hours of sleep. And then saying this now, I'm going to record today. There will not be a podcast for the Angels game tomorrow night, which by the time you're listening to this would be the morning. So there will not be a podcast tonight for the Angels-Phillies game with Turnbull on the mound. I just can't stay up. There's too much stuff I have to do other times of the day. I'll be back with you live right after the Wednesday game, and I think Wheeler's starting, so hopefully that's the game they win, because let me tell you, I'll do a little bit of a reaction for this game while I have you under this, and I know the game's not over, but at this point, the game's almost as close to over. Phillies really haven't shown any offense after the first inning. They got 3 runs in the first with a double by Bohm, and then proceeded to really struggle since then. Nothing really on the offensive side. Griffin Canning was able to settle into the ball game, and it's just been slightly tough to watch for this Phillies team. It's a nice play by Stott, but they're going to the ninth now, and I feel like the guys that are sitting there in the stands, we have 4 hits, 4 runs, 4 hits, and 3 runs in the first inning, and then the other run came on a pitch, not even violation, it's a disengagement violation. So they threw over the two times, and then the third time when they threw it over to first, they didn't get him. So that is a balk, and that would mean the runner from first moves up and any other runners move up a base. So Schwarber was on third, so it balked the run in. And that's the only other run the Phillies scored. And then the Angels scored we were tied up at 4, and in the seventh inning, your best option for some dumb reason was your best option to bring in a 4-4 game in the seventh inning is Sir Anthony Dominguez. That's the best offer you had. How do we get to this spot? He's not good. He's a mop-up guy at best. At best, he's a mop-up guy. And you're still trusting him in a game, and Stubbs was not able to block any pitches of his, not able to block any pitches of Soto's in the eighth inning. He really didn't play a great catcher today. I don't really know why he was catching today and he wouldn't catch Wheeler. I don't think it matters exactly who's catching who if you're just catching, especially you have the off day Thursday. I don't know why he was catching today. And then Turnbull's pitching tomorrow, so you had him lined up with Turnbull, so get him ready tomorrow, unless it's some lefty-righty thing, because tomorrow we'll probably just see all the righties. It still feels like tomorrow. I keep saying tomorrow, but technically it's the morning, and it's technically the evening. I don't know. A lot of technicalities going on. But Dominguez then proceeds to throw a wild pitch. It gets past Stubbs. The runner from third scores, and then Stubbs flips it to Dominguez, where it goes over Dominguez, heads to the mound. There's no one backing Dominguez up, and another run scores, and the Angels tack on 2, and that's where we sit in the top of the ninth, and the Phils have to try and tie this game up, and hopefully by the time I'm done recording this, they do tie it up, but I really don't have much hope, and the ball just went through the left-handed batter's box, and then Stubbs flipped it to Dominguez, and it just was done by that point. So the Phils have the top of the lineup in the ninth. Hopefully that gets runs across. Definitely not the stereotypical podcast here, because normally I'm coming on after the game, but I'm sitting here watching the game as I'm recording this here. So I am Kevin Flannery signing off. I'll not see you for the Angels-Phillies game on Tuesday night. I will check in with you on Wednesday. So no podcast on Tuesday. There will be one on Wednesday. I am Kevin Flannery signing off from this in-between, in like mid-game podcast, really ninth inning, knowing the game's over type of podcast. Kevin Flannery signing off.